that I bring, O Lord. Take the honor that I bring, O Lord. I will live my life to praise your name. I bring, O Lord, say the glory, say the glory that I bring, O Lord, say the honor that I bring, O Lord, I will live my life to praise your name, say the glory, say the glory, say the glory that I bring, O Lord. Perish in sin, you save my soul and transform my life. You fill me with your Holy Spirit. May the glory, may the glory, may the glory that I bring, O Lord. May the glory, Lord, glory that I bring, O Lord. Eternity. Say the glory, say the glory, say the glory that I bring, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Say the glory that I bring, O Lord.
Say the honor.
Say the honor that I bring, O Lord.
I will live my life.
Of your life, be praised.
like you, Lord. There is no one like you. There is none like you, Lord. Whatever you are.
ni mo yo sese baba loke mo dupe ese ese oluwa
oni so o mu jojo emi mi mo lo ni yo mo yo sese baba loke mo dupe ese
I want
Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. Let's take our second hymn book and open to page 16. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always pray Praise his holy name. The Lord is good to me, I know. He has saved my soul and he has made me whole. He also washed me and made me clean. And he has filled me with his Holy Spirit. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord has favored me, I know. Goodness and mercy, he comes to follow me. And he covers me with his feathers. And he takes good care of all that I need. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord cares for my life, I know. Whatever happens, anywhere at any time, he is always there to see me through, so that no evil will be my portion. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord is coming back, I know, to take me away to his heavenly home. With him, I will live forevermore, where no trouble or pain can come near. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord is good to me, I know. He has saved my soul and he has made me whole. He also washed me and made me clean. And he has filled me with his Holy Spirit. I will always praise his holy name. I will always praise, sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord has favored me, I know. Mercy, he comes to follow me, and he covers me with his feathers, and he takes good care of all that I need. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord cares for my life, I know. Whatever happens, anywhere at any time, he's always there to see me through, so that no evil will be my portion. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise his holy name. The Lord is coming back, I know, to take me away to His heavenly home. With Him I will live forevermore, where no trouble or pain can come near. I will always praise His holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise His holy name. I will always sing unto the Lord. I will always praise His holy name. God is great. Let's stand up to pray. Gbani gbani ti awon saya ato farati bi oke mo gbeke mi le o koju ma se ti mi be ni gbani gbani ti awon saya ato farati bi oke mo gbeke mi le o koju ma se ti mi koju ma se ti mi rara o dakan dabo jari baba loruko jesu omo olorun Hallelujah, hallelujah, ma se ti mi rara, gbani gbani ti awon saya, ato farati bi oke mo gbeke mi le o, koju ma se ti mi, oke gagara lẹ́yìn onígbàgbọ́ ìwọ ọmọ ọlọ́run ìwọ tí mo gbójú mi lé ìwọ tí mo fẹ̀yìn mi ti ìwọ ló ti ràn mí lọ́wọ́ mo gbẹ̀kẹ̀ mi ní ọ bàbá gbani gbani kí àwọn sáyà ò wá tó fara ti bí òkè mo gbẹ̀kẹ̀ mi lé ọ koju ma se ti mi. Blessed Lord, our Lord, we are grateful to you for bringing us again. Every time we are brought together like this, you always have something to use, something you will use to feed us,
yes,
to nourish us, to guide us, to direct us. Thank you for your care.
Thank you
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we open your word to read, cause your word to come alive.
Amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
The intention of your heart for making what we read today to be included in the Bible, cause it to manifest today.
Amen.
Let your word be so clear to us.
Amen.
That to obey it will be so easy for us.
Amen.
Not only today, but all the remaining days of our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
It shall be well with us.
Amen.
We are prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Another amen.
Amen.
My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God. dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaiye, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I'm reading Malachi chapter 3, verses 10-12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuild the defiler for your sakes, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts.
Emu gbogbo idamewa wa si ile isura ki onje ba le wa ni ile mi esi fi eyi don mi wo nisisin yi bi emi ki yo ba si awon fere si orun fun yin ki n si tu ibukun jade fun yin to be ti ki yo si aye to lati gba emi o si ba ajenirun wi nitori yin ohun ki yo si run eso ile yin be ni ajara yin ki yo re dan ni oluwa awon omo ogun wi gbogbo orilede ni yo si ma pe yin ni alabukun fun nitori eyin o je ile ti ohun ni oluwa awon omo ogun wi.
Our God is an all sufficient God.
O je olorun anito ati aniseku.
He lacks nothing.
O salai ni ohunkohun.
Look at me. God does not need the help of anybody. He can help himself. He can get whatever he wants to get. Do whatever he wants to do. Achieve whatever he wants to achieve. At any time. Anywhere. All by himself. He is all sufficient God. In this scripture we read, God is demanding for tithe.
He
says, bring all the tithe, not just one tithe, all the tithes into the storehouse. Why God is demanding for tithes from believers is the focus of our discussion. To start with, God is not demanding for tithes from unbelievers. If you are not born again, God does not say bring your tithes. If you are an unbeliever, and the pastor asks you to bring your tithes, the pastor is playing 419 game. Gbaju e 419 is what the pastor is doing. God is not demanding for tithe from anyone that is not soundly saved.
Olorun ko bere idamewa lowo enikeni ti ko ri gbala ni toto.
But after you are truly born again,
won leyin igba to ba ti de atunbi,
it becomes mandatory for you.
O wa je dandan fun o
to bring one tenth of all that comes to you in terms of wages, in terms of gain, in terms of affairs and gifts and any other means through which you make income. That's why we are told to bring all the tithes into the storehouse of God. Why is God asking us to bring tithes? Everything God is demanding from his people, believers in Christ, he is demanding them only for the benefits of his people. Everything he asks us to do, is asking us to do them because he has something in mind. He would like us to enjoy by doing such things. Look at me, everybody. When a mother insists that his baby must eat, he wants the baby to eat for the benefit of who? Her. Do you know that sometimes baby finds it difficult to understand? How can you be so wicked? Instead of you to give me Fanta to drink, you want to give me this amala with peppery soup. Ordinary oil you put on my tongue. My tongue almost cut to two. What will the baby do? Protest. If the baby can talk, he will tell the mother. He said, "You are my mother. Oh, you are so wicked. See what you have done to me. Don't you know the way I feel? It's peppering me. It's for the benefit of who? The mother? The father? His brothers? Whose benefit? If it peppers you, what God is demanding, know that God is like a mother taking care of you as his baby. And that reminds me of that our song.
Ba 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 ba
mama iwo ni egbon mi baba 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 ese o. God does not demand anything from us for our own purpose. When the mama insists that the baby should bath, it's for the benefit of who? Come on, answer me. The baby. And mama bring sponge and we soap and start with the head. And before you know it, the part of the soap is entering the eyes and the baby closes his eyes and then cry. How can somebody who says my mother be so wicked? If you pour ordinary water, I will manage it. I will enjoy it. What about this? Don't you know that this soap enters my eye? The one that knows how to talk a little, say, I will tell my daddy. But it's for the benefit of the baby. One day, mama takes the baby to school. And the baby enjoys the environment, the pictures on the wall, and everything. And it's time for them to go back home. Mama is leaving the baby behind. Ha! But what kind of mama is this one? You brought me here to see. I have seen what I will see. Then for us to go back home, you want to leave me here? Go. I'm going with you. What will the baby do? Runs after mama. Mama carries the baby back. I say, teacher, hold the baby tight. And the teacher that the baby does not know holds the baby down. And mama is going. And the baby said, I have never seen any wickedness like this. This is the wickedness of the highest level. I will give this mama the greatest cry I've ever made. Wah! 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 It's for the benefit of who? May God water that in your heart and cause it to bring for good fruit in you. There is nothing big or small, pleasurable, desirable, undesirable, painful, or enjoyable that God is demanding from us, which is not for our benefit. For example, he asked us to read the Bible. You won't know the importance of this until you realize what we are told in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. That word is alive. That's the meaning of the word quick. Alive. So when we read it, it brings life to our bodies, to our lives. That word is powerful. When we are filled with it, we talk with authority, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the sword of the Spirit that when the enemies come, we have something to use to fight back. So he insists we should read the Bible, because, so that it will benefit us. And above all, in Joshua 1:8, he says, that word must not depart from our mouth, but we shall meditate therein day and night, so that we may observe to do all according to all that is written there. He says, by that we make our ways prosperous and we have good success. But sometimes, like those babies, we find it difficult to do that. When he asks us to pray, because he knows that by praying, we'll have fellowship with him. And that fellowshipping with him will give us peace in our hearts, we give us rest in our hearts, we give us joy, we give us assurance, and above all, it will make us receive what we desire, what we need. That's why we are told in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God says we should do, he says we should do for our own benefit. He asks us to run from evil doers and evils. We are to run from evils and evil doers. Why? If we go about with evildoers, we may temporarily enjoy their company. We may temporarily enjoy whatever they have to offer. But the evils that are befalling them will surely befall us too. And for that not to be our portion, we are told in Psalm 1 from verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of discomfort, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. What will be the result? Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We like to prosper. And God said, this is the way of prosperity. Come on. That child and the mother, which one understands life better? You are not answering. Which of the two knows what is the best for that child? God is the one that knows what is the best for you. Create time, sit down, read the Bible, meditate on it. Run from evil doings. Run from evil doers. The Bible says you will be like a tree that is planted by the side of the rivers of water. You will have fruit. The fruit will come up in due season. Your leaves, meaning you will have leaves, will not wither. And everything you do will prosper. As we can continue on and on like that. Everything God asks us to do, he asks us to do them for our own benefit. The devil always will want to make sure we are unable to do what God says we should do, so that what God intends us to enjoy, we will not be able to enjoy. It is now left for us to determine who we are going to listen to. Satan or God? All the time, both of them are making contrary demands from us. If God say go, The devil is saying, come back. If God say, run. The devil is saying, sit down. If God say, do this. The devil is saying, don't do it. If God say, don't do it. The devil is saying, doing it. Do it. They are always opposed to one another. Their demands are always contrary to one another. And many times, out of ignorance, foolishness, in some cases, mischievousness, we listen to the devil instead of God. May we listen to the devil no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the area of tithing, why is God demanding tithe? We are told in that scripture that when we pay tithe, many things will happen. The devil is suggesting you can't pay. You don't even know the reason why you should pay. Sometimes you know the reason, but you can't pay us at this time. You will pray later. In fact, you have paid enough. In fact, you don't have enough money. If you pay, you won't have food to eat. If you pay, you will not be able to pay your house rent. If you don't pay your tithe, you will be able to meet all your needs. Later. You will pay at once. You can even pay times 10. Why is the devil always interested in our tithing, wanting to make sure we either forget or we are unable or we refuse to pay? Because what God wants us to enjoy by paying tithes, the devil will want us not to enjoy. Malachi chapter 3 again. Verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now here, which said the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuild the defiler for your sakes, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. You will see this phrase, said the Lord of hosts, said the Lord of hosts, said the Lord of hosts, said repeatedly in the scripture. Why? It's a way of drawing our attention to the fact that this is not a message of Malachi. It's not a suggestion of any New Testament prophet or idea of any New Testament minister, but direct instruction of the Almighty God. This is not interpretation of something God said. This is given to us raw, as God gives it. And who is God? The all-sufficient God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, the Almighty God. If he says he will do anything, he can do that thing. He is able to do it. God is not unable. God is faithful. He is so reliable. He is absolutely trustworthy. And he makes no mistake. And when he decides to do a thing, no Jupiter, no power anywhere can stop him if you don't stop him. Now, what will happen according to the scripture? If we pay our tithes, there will be food in the house of the Lord. In the house of God, sometimes we eat physical food, but most of the time we eat spiritual food. We are eating one now.
ikan la nje bayi.
God says, if we bring our tithes, there will be food for us to eat in the house of God. What does that suggest? When we eat, we have strength. When we have strength, we are able to carry out our assignments, soldier our responsibilities, fight our battles, be able to do exploits. But he doesn't want us to be weak. Nay, to be sick. He wants us to be unable. He wants to incapacitate us so that we cannot do anything. And therefore, he suggests to us not to pay our tithes so that there be no sufficient food in the house of God. Somebody says, I can't understand the way the food comes. You are eating it now. You ate one yesterday. You are eating another one later this evening when we come to conclude our fasting of today. On Sunday you come. Bible study day, prayer meeting, in all these meetings, you eat spiritual food. When the food is not there for us to eat, we will not be healthy, we will not be strong, we will not be able to do exploits. And that will give Satan upper hand. May you not have upper hand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That scripture says, if we bring the tithes, God says, I will open the windows of heaven. Says, prove me here with, said the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven. Look at me. I'm about to say something special. There are only two powers controlling the affairs in this world. Only two powers are behind all the occurrences in the world. All the physical occurrences, all the spiritual occurrences, all the positive occurrences, all the negative occurrences. Only two powers: power of God and power of Satan. If God is not behind it, Satan is behind it. If Satan is not behind it, God is behind it. He said, what about the power of man himself? You are either under the control of God or under the control of the devil in that which you are doing. He said, come on. Should we Christians? Satan cannot control us. You are children of God. One day, Peter was following Jesus like this, step by step. And the devil came to control him. Put a word in his mouth. Apostle Peter. He said, what did he do? Peter did what he asked him to do. And he said it to the Lord. And the Lord looked back and said, get behind me, Satan. If he could do that with Peter, who am I? Who are you? One day, Judas was sitting with Jesus.
Judas ijoko pelu Jesu.
Eating physical food. From the same plate. Eating spiritual food that was coming from the mouth of Jesus. And yet, the Bible says, when Judas have received the morsel from the hand of Jesus, Satan entered into him. That's your action. If it doesn't have the support of God, it is automatic. It has the support of the devil. No friends to stand. You are either with God or with the devil. Yes, he controls the lives of sinners fully. But sometimes he attempts and succeeds in controlling the lives of believers. You know what God is saying here? If you bring the tithe, I will open the windows of heaven unto you. You know the meaning. Hey, how I wish I have something to illustrate it. Hallelujah. Look at this. There are two openings here. Let's say we have two openings here. And we have something that stands like window or door at the center. If you close the opening this side, this one will open. If you turn and close that of this side, what happens to the other one? It will open. When God closes the windows of, when God opens rather, when God opens the windows of heaven unto you, he automatically closes the windows of Satan. So when he opens the windows of heaven, he says, I will pour you out a blessing. When the windows of heaven is open, blessings will come down. When the windows of heaven are closed, whatever the devil has to offer will flow down. Am I making sense? So when we bring our tithes, he says, I will open unto you the windows of heaven. For your information, there is only one window leaf that can be used to close either of the two. If it opens that of God, automatically it closes that of the devil. If it closes that of the devil, if it closes that of God, it automatically opens that of the devil. If it closes that of the devil, it automatically opens that of God. That is the case. So in opening the windows of heaven unto us, is closing that of the devil for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, I will pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. That is talking about abundant blessing coming to us. So that we can pay our bills. We can take care of our families. We can have to give to others. We can have to sow so that we reap more. That is, we have to invest. Amen.
Amen.
Then he said, I pour you out a blessing. Then in verse 11 say, and I will rebuild the devourer for your sakes. Not devourers. Anytime you read that scripture, take note. Devourer there is not plural. It's singular. There is a particular person heaven regards as the devourer. That is another name of the devil. That will not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. If these things are not possible, God will not promise he will prevent them. So it is possible for the devourer to devour what is good in our lives. It is possible for him to destroy the fruit of our ground. It is possible for him to make our vine cast their fruit before the right time. But God said, when we pay our tithe, he will prevent that. The devourer will not be able to devour what is good in our lives. He will not be able to make our vine cast their fruit before the right time. We will not be able to destroy the fruit of our ground. When we pay our tithe, God will make our lives to be enviable. So if people envy you as God is blessing you, don't be surprised. In verse 12, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. It is only by disagreeing with Satan and cooperating with God in the area of tithing that we can enjoy all the aforementioned blessings. The devourers will be rebuked. This devourer has many ways of devouring. He devours through sicknesses and diseases. He devours through accidents. He devours through loss. He devours through pickpockets, burglars, other thieves, cheats, arm robbers. He even divorced through mistakes, through loss, Somebody goes to buy something and forgot it in the vehicle. Such and such and such, this vehicle cannot be located. That's devourer at work. Somebody goes to somewhere to buy something. He took his phone to call and he forgot the phone on the table. He called the fellow in the shop. The phone cannot be located. He's going to buy another phone. That is the devourer working. It can come in the form of loss. It can come in the form of money consuming sicknesses and diseases. After one has struggled, run around and make this money, make that money. One day, tataramasin, tuturumasin, all the money is gone. That's devourer at work. God says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will do it like he has promised to do it. Then your life will become enviable. I don't have enough time to really expatiate, but the little I've said, may God water in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let's stand up to pray. Thank you, Father, for the fellowship. Thank you for your word, bread of life that we have received again. As we go out today, cause your presence to lead the way for us. Lead us to where we'll be faithful, where we'll be blessed, where it shall be well with us. In the name of Jesus. Lead us to where our locations for today are. In the name of Jesus. The family that is relocating, you will go with them. This relocation will be a blessing and not a curse, physically, spiritually, financially, in the name of Jesus. Our brother that is going for interview this morning, I pray you will go with him. Faith for him, O Lord. Give him the answer the interviewers will be looking for, and grant him the job. Everything we go to look for today, give unto us. Every door we will knock today, open them unto us. Everything the devil prepared for us today, bring down successful. Physically, spiritually, all members of Bible Pattern Church all over the world today, make our movements, make our activities blessings, and none of them will be a curse. Thank you, Father. No disaster. No accident. We'll be fasting and praying today. The Spirit of God will help us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Another amen.
Amen.
My God is great.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.